A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 21 through 30. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.' And he said, 'Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away." Jesus came to Nazareth, the passage says, where he had been brought up. Where had he been shortly before this? He had met the temptations of the devil, but was not overcome, and this experience afforded him greater authority and strength for his public life. He was filled with the Spirit, so much so that he wanted to take the message of his Father to everyone right away. At first, as he read from the scroll in such a convincing manner, the listeners were astounded. But then Jesus attempted to clarify who he was for them, although he was just a local villager, and what he was really about. He was not to be taken as an earthly king or a magical wonder worker. He surely was not coming as one whom they expected, but rather the son of a father who reigns in heaven. This was such a disappointment for those gathered. They were so angry at Jesus' challenging words that they wanted to dispose of him quickly. They certainly turned on him. This man was speaking words they did not want to hear. But then we see Jesus could get away from all of that. Sometimes we have a blessed experience, a weekend retreat, a mountaintop moment, where we have been led to great heights of spiritual joy, emotion, goal setting, and beautiful resolve. We feel the strong presence of the Holy Spirit and want to shout it from the housetops. We think this high will last forever. We are strengthened for the work at hand. Coming back down the mountain, filled with the Spirit, has its own challenges. Perhaps the family members we left behind do not want to hear about this new us. Perhaps they do, but one gets the distinct feeling they could not possibly get it, try as they might. It just can't be shared in the way we would like. Did Jesus feel this kind of separateness, even rejection, when he attempted to preach and educate? He did. They chased after him to hurl him down a hill. Fortunately, he escaped their wrath. His time had not yet come. In fact, his time was just beginning. And so it is for us. The bumps come. The challenges will always be there. But Jesus has been there before us. We'll be okay. We won't be tossed down the hill either.